Welcome back to Lab Notes. This is your favorite non-stoner gamer, Spoonman. I am here with Jared.
Good to be here.
And Evan.
Hello.
And special guest Jimmy.
Howdy.
Well, well, well. So we are on the cusp of 420. So hopefully everybody's been to the dispensary and purchased their legal, you know, bags of wares. But we do have some stuff going on 420. It's not necessarily weed related, but I'm sure you'll probably get some people showing up high. What's happening, Jared?
Yeah, no doubt we're going to have some people showing up high. We have our next grand finals gaming event coming up tomorrow. So we're excited to have everybody back in here. Had a really great one last month and going to keep on building on that. Already have a good amount of signups for it. After that, on 421, a very appropriate night to have a parent-child gaming night. So if you haven't signed up for that and you want to come out with your kid after you had a good 420, come out in 2 days. That's at 3 o'clock. And then we have a couple more things coming up through the end of the month. Nothing too crazy. We've got a Fortnite social gaming night on Wednesday the 24th. We have one more opportunity to get some Fortnite group coaching from Coach Sam, which is a great opportunity to meet him and get some serious skill improvement in Fortnite on Friday the 26th. And then after that, that weekend, we have two more Fortnite tournaments, a solos tournament at 1 o'clock on the 27th and a duos tournament at 3 o'clock on the 28th. And if none of that is interesting to you and you're an adult, well, we have something for you too on the 27th after that Fortnite solos tourney wraps up starting at 4 o'clock. It is adults only in the lab from 4 until close. So come and hang out, BYOB, and come play some games and have a good time.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the 427 adults night. I think I'm going to grab a few people. We'll head out there and maybe we'll get to meet Spoon Man if you show up, or as Evan's friends call me, Big Neil. So
Big Neil.
But awesome. Well, that's a good, solid, fun week coming up at the lab. That'll be cool. Let's talk about the matter at hand. So we brought Jimmy on because he's with the DEA and, no. This is, it's a big event. It's funny. And Jimmy, you've been celebrating 420 a lot longer than most of us. How has it changed? Clearly, you know, when it was illegal, that was a different story. And then as medical became legal and the recreational became legal, how has the whole 420 event changed for you?
I mean, for me, it's really the same thing. The only thing is now, like, I try to avoid going to the dispensary actually on 420 because it's chaos. You know, they're doing all these promotions and deals. They do them leading up to 420, but obviously on 420, they have a lot of giveaways and things of that nature. So, you know, I tend to want to just kind of, I don't want to say isolate myself and just kind of play video games and enjoy my smoke. But I mean, for me, really, it hasn't changed much. It's really the same thing. Now it's just easier to obtain the flower, you know, the different types of marijuana treats and things of that nature.
Yeah, I guess that would be the biggest difference, right? It's you know, instead of the back alley go get it from
waiting at the party store for your buddy to come drop it off or something.
Right,
and
right.
Now you just walk to the corner and there you go.
Jeez. It is everywhere. It's kind of wild, like how I'm not going to say mainstream because it's not quite mainstream yet, but at least how accessible it's become.
I mean, it's not just here in, you know, Michigan. I mean, when I was in Vermont, I was surprised how many dispensaries they had on the main strip in the like downtown area, and how accessible and easy it was just to walk in. And it was like 9:30 at night too. I mean, they're open late. I was just, you know, because in Michigan, you know, obviously 8 Mile and then like Ferndale, Hazel Park area, they're all over the place. And I kind of thought that was a, you know, isolated or a Michigan thing really with them being as close as they were, but yeah, when I was out in Vermont, same kind of situation. They were just everywhere and not as secure either, which I thought was pretty crazy.
Really? Just kind of like,
you just walk right in and there's one person working behind the counter and There's no metal detectors or security guard or, you know, you kind of, it was a more pleasant experience, at least in my opinion, when I was shopping in Vermont compared to when I go to like Jars in Detroit or even, you know, like Gage or something like that in Ferndale.
Huh. Yeah. When I was in Sedona, Arizona, probably about 3 years ago, we stopped by a shop there and it's, more hippie than anything else, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, everybody was just like, they were going for their indicas just that they could chill and enjoy the sun and, you know, just kind of hang out. So less about, you know, buying as much as you possibly can and hoarding it up or anything like this.
Want the lab to yourself? Host a private party and get exclusive access to our entire 3,000 square foot gaming lab for your birthday party, bachelor or bachelorette party, or company event. Visit playlabs.gg/party to book today. Use the promo code podcast for a $50 discount.
So let's talk about video games then, since that seems to be a 420 thing and something that you do. What is it? And I'm not a stoner myself, so not in the traditional fashion by any means. And playing games stoned, I don't know. It's tough. Is it?
Well, it's tough because like when you're trying to smoke and play a game, especially when you're playing like, I mean, I guess a PC or console game, you know, your hands are busy holding the controller or on the keyboard and mouse. So, you know, if you're trying to smoke while playing, it tends to be a little bit of a problem. And sometimes you'll just try to like keep it in your mouth and then all of a sudden you get smoke in your eyes and it just really just, you end up having to kind of like pause to take a smoke break and then come back and kind of enjoy the rest of your game. So that way you're playing to your best abilities.
Almost. First world problems there, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially like when you're playing like a first person shooting game where like you gotta like constantly be, you know, looking focused out or you're exactly focused. And then you're like, oh, well, let me hit this, joint or something. And it's just like, well, that's not a good idea. Now I'm dead.
What were you going to say, Jared?
It kind of depends on the genre you're playing, right? Because I've definitely played some games that are like super chill and require very little interaction, at least consistent, like you can stop and not worry about getting your head blown off.
Exactly. Yeah.
And those are great because you can just, you know, pick your joint back up, take another puff, and then you're right back to it.
I'm so wasted.
But if you're playing like COD, then maybe you smoke a little bit in between rounds, but that's really the only opportunity you get.
Yeah. Like so, I used to like to wait until we were at the lobby and like before a game would start up or something like that. And then that's kind of like you go all out and you're taking that 2 minute break to just like really get into it.
Yeah. I do remember hearing that. So talk to me about the effects and I suppose all three of you could probably speak to this. So let's just put a scenario together for you. All right. So you just go ahead and you smoke before you start playing whatever game it is that you're playing. Like food or alcohol, you know, it intensifies the flavor and all the experience, right? Does it do the same thing for gaming?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I always feel like, I don't know if you've ever seen Half Baked, where Jon Stewart's character is that guy that's like, he does everything and he smokes before it just to make it a better experience. And it's kind of like how I always imagined it when I smoke is like, you know, playing video games is cool. But have you ever played it when you're high, man? So much better. Yeah. So for me, yeah, it's across the board. I don't know. I feel more relaxed, calm, feel like I can navigate easier. But then again, that's my opinion and me looking in from my perspective. I'm sure you guys watching me play are like, what the hell is this guy doing? So I feel like
it depends on the strain too, right? Cause there's certain times when I'll smoke before I play and the only effect I experience is that the game is substantially more amusing.
All right. I could see that.
And it'll just be like a certain element that you totally would never ever notice when you're just playing sober, but you just see this item or random occurrence or happening and you just focus in on it and you're like, what the hell is this? And the people you're playing with I don't know if you like to play socially when you're gaming high, Jimmy. I'm a big fan of it. But they'll be like, what are you talking about? And it's, I mean, you're laughing so hard at the thing that's going on that you can't even explain what it is. And even when you do explain what it is, they're like, what are you talking about, man?
In your own world.
And I like it. I enjoy that. Right. It's a good time.
So that being said, is there, I mean, I know Jimmy's a big Indica fan, but, you know, I know that you're a fan of that in general, but do you feel that that is the best strain for you to use when, you know?
I mean, probably not, considering that it, you know, makes you a little tired or, yeah, I mean, I would say more of a sativa is probably the way to go if it affects you like that. I mean, I feel like when I smoke sativa or indica or like a heavy a hybrid that's heavy sativa or vice versa, I don't really feel like there's a huge difference, at least for me. And maybe that's just because I've been smoking for so long, but I do know it does affect other people differently. So I would definitely say, like, if you need to be focused or have some, be into the game or present, that maybe a sativa type of strain is a little bit better for those that are gaming and not used to smoking.
Do you guys concur with that? Do you feel the same way?
A little. I find that if I'm going to play something that's a bit more intense, like Counter-Strike or Overwatch, I actually would prefer to have something that's going to relax me a little bit more. I find that if I have something that's a bit more uppity, it's almost like a jittery sort of feeling, like I'm not able to focus the way that I want to on what I want to do. More anxious. Whereas, like, if I have something that's going to just kind of chill me out, I can kind of take a different approach to it, where I'm like, okay, I can focus on it. I can still play to the best of my ability, but I'm not super worried about it. Like, oh, I need to do good in this round, or I need to save here. Like, I need to do something for my team to make us win, where I'm just kind of more casual to it of like, yeah, we'll be fine. We'll win it. And then I just kind of let that dictate my play style. And it usually, more often than not, works out well, rather than if I were to have something that's a bit more active or like trying to get me more focused or more excited or something like that, where I'm just going to be like, okay, no, now I just need to relax. Like, now I just want to sit back and not think about this anymore.
It almost depends on your personality, right? Like, each person, everybody has different reactions to smoking. No matter if you smoke the same strain, if the same two people smoke the same strain, they're going to react differently to it. But Jimmy's definitely more naturally a chill person. In my experience in interacting with them, and Evan, you're a little more kind of like me, a little more, I don't know, intense, not necessarily not chill, but like the other end of that spectrum, not spastic, but we have pretty high energy naturally. So getting something that levels us out is better for us versus with Jimmy, like he's already chill going into a game. He doesn't want to be even more chill than he already is, because then he's just not going to give a shit. He's just going to sit there staring at a wall or something. Just...
Hey, man, I played Plunder with Jimmy before. And I'm like, where are you, man? Where are you? He's like, hey, bro, I'm over here in the corner doing this. I'm like, what the hell?
I put my controller down so I can hit this.
That's right. You haven't moved in 5 minutes. What the hell? All right. Well, that, you know, if Playlabs has provided any value in the Lab Notes podcast, that was it right there. You just learned a lesson about different strains and how it affects your gameplay and based on your personality. So that was fantastic. So I put a note to talk about celebrity stoner gamers, and I struggle. I probably had some people in mind when I put that on here. The only one I can think of is Snoop, and he's really not like an avid gamer.
He got like Seth Rogen. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's just like anybody, like everybody in the world games. And then, you know, I'm talking about people that will like I think Snoop was playing, Madden or something like that. And he got so high, he just left the stream running for like 8 hours. Then he walked away.
I remember reading about that. That was great.
So it's like left it on. It's just, you know, and people are like 20,000 people looking at his chair for 4 hours. But I mean, anybody else like that you can think of? I mean, assume Seth Rogen is a gamer just in general anyways, and he's pretty high on. So, you know, that's a given. But anybody else?
I know Joe Rogan. Yeah, I saw Justin Bieber smoking a blunt the other day.
And you know he games, right? Yeah, I mean, it's the age.
I think a lot of the younger generation or the up and coming celebrities are definitely more, you know, obviously weed smoking is now very common, not looked down upon. So I think you see a lot of people like Miley Cyrus is a huge pothead.
Yeah.
I know just a lot of them in general just kind of smoke, you know, as like it was a cigarette or something. But as far as gamers go,
I'm just waiting to hear that, like, you know, like Margot Robbie gets high while she's playing League of Legends. Now that would just blow my mind, but,
that would have like 10 million views within an hour.
Right?
That'd be incredible.
I know Imagine Dragons are big, League players. I don't know if they're noted stoners or not, but. I know they're like the most, probably some of the most famous people that play the League. I know a lot of people do, but.
Interesting. Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Well, Margot Robbie's producing a Sims movie, so there's that.
Oh, well. I don't know if she has to put me in for research. Maybe we should, well, we should suggest that to her or something like that. Hey, why don't you come on out? Come on out to the lab. Smoke. Yeah, that's right. You're going to enjoy it a lot more. Like, Sims isn't chill enough as it is. I mean, there's a good chance you're going to forget to do the dishes and the overload in the kitchen or something. But going down that road of celebrities, and here's an interesting one, right? So Snoop has been in Call of Duty for a while.
Snoop D-O-double-G, redeployed. I'll be the lead, dog. I got you, homie.
And he's back again, of course, leading up to 420. This week, I believe, Cheech and Chong were released into the game.
Hey, man, how am I driving, man?
I think we're parked, man.
Now, I can't imagine that either one of them have ever played Call of Duty, but their characters are in the game because clearly Activision understands that people like to smoke weed and play Call of Duty. What do you think about that? I mean, I know Call of Duty's turning into a Fortnite type thing where the characters don't really matter anymore and they're not really military style or anything like that. But, I guess part of the skin or the package that you can buy is, that when they kill you, you turn into a joint. So when you die. I don't know. Clearly, I'll be dropping 2,400 COD points on that. But what, I mean, is that the attraction? Is that you just get to do some silly stuff with old stoner dudes?
I'm curious to know how many young people that are playing COD know who Cheech and Chong is. Yeah. I'm very curious to know that number. I don't know. Maybe, I think it's funny that they're there. I think that's cool.
I think they're, you know, obviously associated with 420, and you know they're kind of the original OGs of, you know, getting stoned, and I think maybe part of their ploy here is to get, you know, an older crowd involved, maybe even if it's just for this time of year, but to at least appeal to that generation and see if maybe that they can get some new gamers in.
It's an excellent point. The amount of weed style content that's in a game like Call of Duty is just mind blowing to me. And it's been for a long time, like every year around 420, they've had some kind of different, usually skins, but all different kinds of effects and things like that are all just weed based, right? It's just kind of wild that they're just like, hey man, this is a thing. I mean, it's mainstream.
I think a lot of people by default that play COD or, you know, do partake in it, and it's just, you know, an easy low-hanging fruit for Activision to kind of appeal to that crowd.
And that's true. There's plenty of people that know Cheech and Chong that are playing Call of Duty. Like, no doubt.
For sure.
Majority of the stoners, I mean, I think once you start getting into smoking and that sort of thing, Cheech and Chong just all of a sudden become a staple of that lifestyle or, you know, that hobby.
Yeah, I think they're the poster children, poster men, poster senior citizens. What's the right word for that? poster senior citizens for marijuana. Other games that have weed related references in it. We just talked about that. But what about games about weed? And, we were talking earlier about a few of them that are on Steam, Weed Shop 3. Clearly they're made it to three. Weedcraft Inc. And one that I haven't played yet, which is actually there's a drug dealer simulator out there, but there's also drug dealer simulator 2 coming out in August.
That one you can play with friends, I think.
Yes, right. So it's like get a gang together and deal drugs. So awesome. I was just playing Weedcraft earlier today, and I think Evan started playing Weed Shop. And I know Jimmy's played Weedcraft as well.
I mean, at first I was surprised that there were games. I didn't even realize they would have games like this. But it makes sense that they do. And yeah, I played Weedcraft for a couple days, just trying to get familiar with that sort of game. And I wish it was an app on a phone because I'd be playing it all the time. It's really like, I mean, you're, at least in Weedcraft, I mean, you're trying to get the chemical balance of your plants right, so you got to guess, you know, like the potassium levels and things like that, and then it gives you the option to kind of like sell it the way you want, and there's a whole story behind it. So I mean, I found it to be really interesting, and you know, I really started getting into it. I started playing, and 4 hours passed, and I was like, oh wow, wasn't anticipating to spend
were you
much
playing
time.
It high?
I mean. You know, I basically do everything high when I'm not at work and whatnot. So yes. So I couldn't just sit there and watch, you know, the characters in the game smoke and me not smoke. It just didn't make sense.
Inspirational.
Yeah, so I definitely got into that. I'd be interested in seeing the other games and how those go.
Yeah, I found that. So when I was playing Weedcraft, yeah, I think you and I are in the same boat. Like we like games like SimCity and things like that, where you're building and your strategy is all about building better and all that kind of good stuff. So I found the same thing. Like, right, I'm like, oh man, so I can choose how I'm watering these plants and then when to trim them and
exactly
right. Yeah, like you're trying to make it better. You know, which
trying to improve your lab. You know, you start in your basement with a cracked pot, and then you're trying to figure out the right temperature, because in the first few levels, you can't even buy like fans to help, you know, mitigate the temperature in the room. So you got to play with the lights and try to get those adjusted. So you may not be able to grow the amount that you need, but at least you're growing and dealing with the different customer base. You know, you got your jocks and your poor people, and then you got your like executives, and getting to find strains that they like and then build the pricing that they will pay so you can make some money. I mean, it was way more involved than I thought it would be, but it was actually fun. I was just really enjoying it.
That's kind of wild. Like, is there somebody's mom out there that's going to go, oh my gosh, this game's teaching people how to grow, you know, marijuana and sell it.
Probably already happened. Good. They got a career opportunity.
There you go. See, turn it into a positive.
I gotta try that one, because Weed Shop was an entirely different animal from what it sounds like. What Weedcraft was, because I loaded into Weed Shop 3 this earlier today before we did this, and I was just kind of like, oh, that's what it is. Like everything is related to something sexual or weed related. You know, it's like. Like that just makes a whole lot of sense. You had to like, it was just a different thing entirely. Huh. It's sort of that same thing of you want to grow things correctly, and like when you start out, like you're putting one specific strain into a what was a paint bucket that is now filled with dirt, and you have to just water it in the back room somewhere and watch it grow, and then just walk up to someone on the street and have them try a sample and then get them back to the shop and then sell them a couple grams and all that kind of stuff. And I remember asking Dad, I'm like, this is wrong, right? And he's like, what? And I'm like, there's no way I'm selling 2 grams for $22. Something's clearly wrong here. Like, that doesn't sound good at all. Doesn't sound like I'm making a whole lot of money. But
it sounds about right. 2 grams.
I wouldn't know, but that I just don't buy flour.
He gets pre-rolls.
But Weedcraft sounds like, I think I would like that sort of style of it, where it's like you said, like SimCity, where you're trying to build and, you know, progressively get better equipment and all that sort of stuff. So like, I always like those types of games. I'm sure Weed Shop is supposed to be like that too, but Weedcraft sounds a little bit more serious, or takes itself a bit more seriously. Where, yeah, Weed Shop is just like, this is stupid, well, and you know, and everything is misspelled. I was like, I thought that was a bit, and then I realized that, like, no, most of the dialogue has something misspelled somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, oh boy.
So yeah, Weedcraft has, you know, there's a backstory a little bit, and it's in Flint, it's based in Flint, Michigan. So hey, how can you not love that? But yeah, I think if you strip away what's the product for a second and replace that with just the general economy of things, there's a lesson to be learned. Like anything, you could cook a meal with the lousiest ingredients and you won't be able to sell it for very much. But if you cook them with better ingredients and you could put more care into it, you can sell it for more. Same exact concept, right? Just thought I'd try and justify the game for a minute.
This podcast is produced by Podcast Nation. Just like great gamers are made at Playlabs, great podcasts are made at Podcast Nation. Visit us at podcastnation.com to learn more.
What are the plans for tomorrow for 420 then? I know Jimmy gets up at 420, so that's in the books, right?
Yeah, I get up at 420 and 105 and all the times that essentially come out of 420. So
isn't there a 710 in there somewhere?
Yeah, there's a 840. yeah, you know, I just essentially every hour of the day I'm smoking. I gotta make sure I am fully stocked up before everything takes place. So
you got
and I gotta get snacks. I mean, that's the other important thing is, you know, you gotta make sure there's food stocked in the fridge, I guess ordering out also is a good idea too, but sometimes you just don't have the patience to wait.
that's a good topic to end it on is, you know, there's always the controversy of gamer snacks, right? Because you don't want to get things all over the keyboard, the mouse, the controller, things like that. But snacks are inevitable when you're smoking. So do you purposely choose snacks that don't interfere with your gameplay?
Hard, because I mean, like, my favorite snack to eat when I'm stoned is chips. And, you know, chips are not always the best snack when you're holding a controller or eating above a keyboard. Yeah, and I mean, I try to throw in some healthy stuff too, just so I don't feel guilty, but it's just amazing how good a chip tastes compared to an apple or a strawberry when you're four joints in and your stomach is rumbling. So it's tough, but I try to avoid I'll have to take a break to go eat and then come back in most cases because, you know, again, if I order, say, Chipotle or something as well, or, you know, get a Chick-fil-A or something, it's hard to really enjoy the food and game at the same time. Especially if you're playing, again, it depends on the genre of the game, but in most cases, I tend to, like, all right, I need a meal break.
Which then
I'll have a bunch
of
candies with me as well on hand, so that way I can at least have some sweets or satisfy my cravings.
So you need Elon Musk's Neuralink so that you can click the buttons in Weedcraft while you're eating at the same time with your mind, and then you'll never have to touch anything.
That would be amazing. Oh, man.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we're looking forward to a good 420. Hopefully we'll get some feedback and photos from our fans that are listening and people that come to the lab and share with us your 420 experience in the podcast channel on Discord, which you can find in the show notes. You guys have anything you want to say before we wrap it up?
Oh, enjoy, be safe, and yeah, happy 420.
Choose your snacks wisely.
No crumbs in the keyboard.
That's right. I mean, we need to sell those brushes, right? And that's Playlabs keyboard brushes. That's a good idea. We need to put that out there. Cool. All right, guys. Well, enjoy the day. Like everybody said, be safe. Make sure that you buy your weed legally and enjoy. We will see you in a couple weeks.
Thanks for listening to Lab Notes. Visit playlabs.gg to find out more about our programming and schedule. Be sure to join our Discord and pop into the podcast channel to ask us questions or tell us what you think. See you next week. Game on!